The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is great to be back with you. After a very busy couple of days out on the West Coast, wow, we've got a lot going on today, everybody. I want to thank our good friends Harry Hurley and Jeff Stein for filling in, doing a terrific job as I was out speaking at West Coast Baptist College, and just a great, great group of students out there. Also, on Friday in Santa Barbara, had a chance to speak to teenagers from all over America gathered at the Reagan Ranch Center in a beautiful downtown Santa Barbara. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But I can tell you this. Most of the kids, the high schoolers that were at the gathering on Friday, are from California. And they are young. They are conservative. And they are very plugged in with what's happening, not just here in the country, but really all over the world. Just a great group of intelligent young people. Hey, I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, over the weekend, and by the way, we're going to get to the Supreme Court stuff. The hearing's underway right now. We're going to get to all of that in just a moment. But I want to start out with this crazy story that happened over the weekend where you had a man who identifies as a woman crushing the female competition at the NCAA Women's Swimming Championships. And all you know what is breaking loose. The mainstream media is celebrating this as a great victory for transgenders, and social media is now cracking down on anyone who raises a question about transgenderism. Our good friends over at the Babylon Bee have now been suspended from Twitter after they pointed out that Dr. Rachel Levine, the large man who identifies as a woman, she was named USA Today's Woman of the Year. And now Babylon Bee has named Dr. Levine their Man of the Year, because as they point out, and rightfully so, that is quite the achievement for a man, a biological man, to be named Woman of the Year. And they have now been suspended from Twitter for hate comments, hate speech directed at the transgender community. But I want to go back to this issue with Leah Thomas, the swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, and a very simple question for you, the listeners of this program. Should men who identify as women and vice versa be allowed to compete on those teams? Now, there are some really, really upset people, including moms and dads. And I want you to hear, these are the parents of some of the female swimmers who are now very upset.
We are parents of a female swimmer swimming this weekend at the NCAA championships in the 100, 200, and 50 free. We do not support a biological male swimming in the women's championship meet against females. It is an unfair advantage.
I think even more so, they asked the question how he felt about winning, when really, how do the rest of the the women feel about having the stress of dealing with this, you know, knowing they have to swim against them. So a girl that got 9 doesn't get 8th. A girl that gets 17th doesn't make All-American 16th. A girl that got 39th, potentially, if they took 38 girls in NCAAs, she didn't get to come to the NCAAs because a biological male took their spot. I think everybody's got to be civil about it. I call him Will Thomas. He's a human. We should respect that and what he wants to do with his life. But this isn't the place to do it. It's taking opportunity away from females that have worked very, very hard for a long, long time, even before college, to get into this position. And it's just not right.
No, it's not right. But here's where we are in society right now. The LGBT mob. And again, we talk about this mob being a very small but vocal and powerful group of people. They will terrorize you, bully you into silence and submission. That's why a lot of these female swimmers are not speaking out. Nobody wants to speak out. They're all doing it privately. And they're sending letters and they're raising all these concerns. And some of these girls are just heartbroken. They are now losing out on scholarships. Understand this. You have a guy, this Leah Thomas dude, who was ranked 462nd as a male swimmer, and now he is literally beating female Olympic medalist. So he's gone from number 462 in America, which is a mediocre swimmer. I mean, he's a good swimmer, but he's a mediocre male swimmer, to being the best female swimmer. And I would suggest maybe the NCAA needs to do some more testing. You know, they do the drug testing now. But maybe they ought to start testing for, I don't know, performance enhancing testicles. Because that's what we're dealing with here. And that's the only reason this guy is literally crushing the female competition. But it goes beyond that. So a friend of a swimmer from Virginia Tech. Now, they only allow a certain number of female athletes to make the cut, right? And this female was number 16. She was supposed to be number 16, but because there was a man in the mix, she was number 17, so she missed out. Her swimming career is now over. Here's one of her friends speaking out.
You're a Virginia Tech swimmer. What did you think about Leah Thomas competing today as a swimmer in this competition? What are you feeling? What are other athletes feeling?
It's a common conception that we are all very disappointed and frustrated with someone who has capabilities more than us women have to be able to compete at this level and take opportunities away from other women. Like, I have a teammate who did not make finals today because she was just bumped out of finals. And it's heartbreaking to see someone who went through puberty as a male and has the body of a male be able to absolutely blow away the competition. And you go into it with a mindset that you don't have a chance, if that makes sense. Like, it's hard to compete against someone with the aerobic capacity, the muscle development, the body of a man. It's hard. It's hard to think about it like that. And staying positive, I bet, for other swimmers who are in that heat is probably overwhelming. I'm not sure. I can't speak for them, but it's disappointing to see and frustrating, definitely.
And you said that one of your teammates was crying today because she didn't make the finals. You said that she was 17th,
yes.
And there were 16 spots.
Yes.
So Leah Thomas took one of those spots. Talk to us about what your teammate was going through and that experience.
She was very emotional, and it's hard to see because it's her last NCAAs, and she really loves that race, and it was just heartbreaking to see that she put all her effort into it today and went a best time that she went in a morning session before and still not make it back. It's hard to see someone who works every day, every night, still not be able to compete against someone like that.
There you go. What are you going to do? I mean, you don't have the man parts, and it's a horrible thing to say, but the ladies don't have the man parts they need to beat the men. That is why we have men's sports and women's sports. But the transgenders, this, and I do not know why the feminazis are not out there raising holy you-know-what over this. So we finally have a female swimmer going on the record, and she wrote a letter over the weekend, and she posted it on social media. Her name, and she is the young lady this person was just talking about here. Her name is Reka Giorgi. She is a swimmer for Virginia Tech. She was the one whose spot was stolen. by Mr. Thomas. And I want to read this to you. This is her letter, and I'm going to offer some commentary because there's a lot to glean from this. Quote, I'm writing this letter right now in hopes the NCAA will open their minds and change their rules in the future. It doesn't promote our sport in a good way, and I think it is disrespectful against the biologically female swimmers who are competing in the NCAA. I know you could say I had the opportunity to swim faster and make the top 16, but this situation makes it a bit different, and I can't help but be angry or sad. It hurts me and my other and other women in the pool. One spot was taken away from the girl who got ninth in the 500 free and didn't make it back to the A final, preventing her from being an All-American. Every event that transgender athletes competed in was one spot taken away from biological females throughout the meet. There you go. So here's what she's asking. Rika is asking the NCAA to take time to think about all the other biological women in swimming. Try to think how they would feel if they would be in our shoes. Make the right changes for our sport and for a better future in swimming. Now, here's what gets me. I want to read this to you. This is a portion, and it's very important because you need to understand what's really happening here and what we have to do. She says, with all due respect, I would like to address something that is a problem in our sport right now and hurting athletes, especially female swimmers. Everyone has heard and known about transgender Leah Thomas and her case, including all the issues and concerns that her situation brought into our sport. I'd like to point out that I respect and fully stand with Leah Thomas. I am convinced she is no different than me or any other Division I swimmer who has woken up at 5 a.m. her entire life for morning practice. Stop right there. You either believe in transgenderism or you do not. Now, here you have this swimmer who missed out on being one of the top swimmers in America because of this transgender dude. And what she's saying here is, look, I affirm this. I affirm Leah Thomas. She says, I believe that he is a she. Well, if you believe that he is a she, then you also have to believe that she belongs on your female swim team. You can't have it both ways. These kids can't have it both ways. Now, she goes on further on down the letter to say that ultimately that this guy is a guy. Okay, well, if the guy's a guy, then the guy can't be a girl. You can't have it both ways, and we've got to start calling these people out on this nonsense. But beyond that, my recommendation would be, very simply, only one person should have been in that pool at the championships, Leah Thomas. Everybody else should have stayed home. It's not a fair fight. So what is the point? If you're really going to resolve this, either just go home. Do not compete with the transgenders. Don't give these people validity. We're going to be taking your calls on this. Got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. What is the solution here, folks? Because this is only going to get worse moving forward. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi there, Todd Starnes here, and I want you to look around, folks. The bad guys have gained way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America we love and for the values we share. My friends at AMAC can help you do just that. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're standing up for you and for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. By joining AMAC, you'll combine efforts with over 2.3 million members who share your values, and you'll get exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and much more. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. I'm a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. Join AMAC today by going to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America.
command, man. I mean, come on. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Harmeet Dhillon coming up in just a few moments to weigh in on the confirmation hearings underway up on Capitol Hill. Right now, though, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Statesville, North Carolina, Robert on the line, WSIC, the great radio station. All right, Robert, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that if you're born human, you're either male or female. That's the only two choices we have. So if we have a bunch of people that want to pretend to be something they're not, maybe we should create a trans category and just let all the trans people compete against each other.
Look, I think that's a fairly reasonable position, and I don't know if the universities have that much funding. Maybe they can take it from all the profits from their female basketball programs. I don't know. But maybe that is an option, Robert.
Well, all right. It just makes sense to me.
There you go. Good call. All right. Thanks, Robert. Let's go to Keith on the line. All right, Keith, what say you, sir?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. I'm going to be quite simple here. If we're going to continue this trend, then why don't we let the so-called females, who are really men, compete in the women's boxing and women's hockey? Let's get out there and watch a man who's a woman, or a woman who's a man, whatever you want to call him, beat the crap out of a real woman and see if maybe the press then wakes up and realizes, hey, there's something wrong here.
Well, you know, Keith, that has already happened, actually, in mixed martial arts, where you had some of these professional females that were just, I mean, one of them had her skull fractured by a transgender, a dude who was fighting as a woman. I mean, it's, I don't know why that guy wasn't arrested and charged with abuse. It's disgusting,
well,
though, Keith. It's disgusting.
May I change the subject briefly?
Quickly, yes.
You know, I'm here in North Carolina, and one of my neighbors, he's stationed on New River, and he knew some of the Marines that went down in Norway. And right now, as far as we can tell, the Ospreys have been grounded pending the investigation, because normally they fly constantly around this area.
Okay. Well, Keith, appreciate the call, and thank you for that. And we'll get into Ukraine in just a little while. But, folks, to put a bow on this transgender story, this is not going away. And you can say whatever you want to say, but we're talking about and we're dealing with people who are denying science, not to mention common sense. So if you have a daughter that is playing sports right now, you might want to sit down and have a conversation with her, because there will come a time when that girl will lose her scholarship to a man who's playing female sports. And I do not doubt for one second that there will come a time in this country when there will not be biological women on any sports team. And why would you? As a coach, you would want the biggest, baddest, strongest players, right? And if you had the option of a 6'3", 240-pound man who thinks he's a woman, you're going to take that player, especially, for example, on the basketball court. That's all I'm saying. It is a matter of practicality when it comes to coaching. So unless this is addressed right now and the line is drawn with Leah Thomas, then it's over for female sports in America. And that's it. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You know, everybody's talking about the Ukraine war and Russia. But the question, is America doing enough to help Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom? Newsmax TV is covering the war around the clock with our top correspondents in Kiev and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source, ladies and gentlemen. It represents your American values. That's why President Trump watches Newsmax. That's why I watch Newsmax. And by the way, Newsmax now conducting an urgent national poll. They want to know if you support a no-fly zone and if you approve of Joe Biden's handling of the crisis. You can vote right now by texting the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to the number 39747, and you will get that poll right away. And by the way, if you haven't already done so, you need to download the Newsmax app. It is free of charge, no subscription necessary, and it is a great resource for you. All right, heading up to Capitol Hill, folks. Confirmation hearings underway. It's going to get wild and crazy. We'll tell you all about it coming up next. Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identitycard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details.
As to the historic nature of your appointment, I understand. But when I get lectured about this from my Democratic colleagues, I remember Janice Rogers Brown, an African-American woman. It was filibustered by the same people praising you. I remember Miguel Estrada, one of the finest people I ever met. Completely wiped out. Didn't make it through the gang of 14, whatever gang I was in. I've been in so many, I can't remember. He didn't make the cut. Well-lived life just completely ruined. So if you're Hispanic or African-American conservative, it's about your philosophy. Now it's going to be about the historic nature of the pick. Now it's going to be about your philosophy. The bottom line here is when it is about philosophy, when it's somebody of color on our side, it's about we're all racist if we ask hard questions. It's not going to fly with us. We're used to it by now. At least I am.
All right. That Senator Lindsey Graham just a few moments ago up on Capitol Hill. And I am telling you that this is not going to be one of these Brett Kavanaugh-style hearings. As a matter of fact, the Republicans say it will not be a Brett Kavanaugh-style hearing. They're not going to be looking into the yearbooks. They're not going to be going after what parties she went to back in high school. That's not going to happen with Ketanji Brown Jackson. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios, and our good friend Harmeet Dillon joins us. Harmeet, good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So you were on Fox News Channel the other day saying that we need to be taking a much closer look at Judge Jackson. What is it that we need to be looking at?
Well, yeah, it's a great question, and I want to start off by saying that the tedious, throat-clearing, self-referential speeches like the one you just heard from Senator Graham, you know, they don't really move the ball forward. They're defensive, and, you know, frankly, I still think that Republicans are so sensitive to being called racist that they really pull their punches in these hearings. And it's not the first time. We had Sonia Sotomayor and others. And it's absolutely legitimate to ask every judicial nominee, regardless of their background, race, historical nature, or whatever, what do they believe in? What motivates them? What is their philosophy? Judge Brown got away with saying she doesn't have a judicial philosophy, which is frankly impossible. At her confirmation hearings for the D.C. Circuit, you know, less than 2 years ago, and you had Lindsey Graham just a year ago, and you had Lindsey Graham, you know, accept that. And you had Lindsey Graham rubber stamp it. And Lindsey Graham, who's now making speeches, and other Republican senators gave her a pass. And so what we've since learned, as I mentioned on Fox, and as I think a lot of commentators have pointed out, there are clues to what her philosophy is going to be. And the clues are who she admires and what she has done as a judge. So in terms of who she admires, Derrick Bell and the 1619 Project, which view the United States through a irredeemably corrupt, racist lens. Of course, we have a history which includes slavery. It's a history a long time ago, and I grew up in the Deep South. And frankly, 2022 is not, the 1700s. Secondly, as a judge and on the United States Sentencing Commission, she's taken specific steps to try to, show her disagreement with current sentencing on certain issues, including child pornography. And, deviated from the guideline significantly as judge and also as an official, making the sentencing rules, expressed leniency. And so I think those are legitimate questions. I don't really care that she represented terrorists in Guantanamo. I think the system only works when people have zealous advocacy. That doesn't bother me one bit. But the fake stealth that she has no judicial philosophy when in fact she does, and it's the job of these senators to figure that out and then determine whether that is appropriate for the Supreme Court or not, that's their job. And so all of this throat clearing, speech making, and like pussyfooting around doesn't move the ball forward for our side.
And some of the information that Senator Josh Hawley put out, he wrote a series of lengthy Twitter messages over the weekend saying that he had been researching her record, and he was chief among those, very concerned about the leniency that she applied to sex offenders. And she went on to say that that some of these child predators may not necessarily be engaged in pedophilia. I mean, this is some pretty out there stuff coming from a member of the bench.
Well, look, I mean, I think some of that stuff, we should exercise caution. I saw some of the, comments were transcripts from the Sentencing Commission's hearings, and in some cases she was repeating back something a witness might have said. But what you can't quibble with is what she did on the bench. Somebody with a recommended sentencing guideline of 10 years gets 3 months. Like, that's pretty remarkable. I think it is worthy of comment. And I think, to be very frank, to a certain degree, a significant degree, Republican senators are going to feel locked in by their own sense of shame by having given this nominee a pass recently on the D.C. circuit. Whereas Lindsey Graham's speech that you just played showed, Democrats have been playing to win for decades, and they didn't let Miguel Estrada get on the D.C. circuit at all because they knew he would be a very worthy nominee for the United States Supreme Court. So they played the long game. We don't play the long game. We play the short game. We don't even play the game at all. So I'm looking at this, frankly, low-energy hearing right now, and it's kind of pathetic how the people deciding the future of the court for the next 40 plus years are all, a lot of them are in their 70s and 80s. Nothing wrong with that per se, but it doesn't reflect America. They are pulling their punches. Now, I don't think we should ever have another hearing like the Kavanaugh hearing, to be clear. I don't think anybody should be levying baseless smears and unwarranted attacks on this nominee. I think that if you simply go on her record, there's plenty of material there that should have been brought up and thoroughly vetted in the hearings over her D.C. Circuit nomination, and they're fair game right now. So that's what I think they should focus on, and focus on it hard, because this is going to affect the composition of the court for a long time.
All right. Harmeet, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your insight and analysis, and we'll see how this goes. Harmeet Dillon, everyone, and we've got links to Harmeet's pages over on toddstarns.com. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, one of the things, when you look at the hearing today, and it is very docile, there will not be much yelling or hollering or anything of that nature. The reality is here that the Democrats are always going to play dirty. they're always going to come with the to the street fight with their guns and with their knives. And yet at the same time, the Republicans, when they're in the minority, they will not do that. And so what happens? The Republicans lose every single time. Every single time the Republicans lose. So I would not be all that disappointed to see the Republicans behaving like the Democrats and hauling out the party crowd, hauling out the yearbooks, and giving the Democrats what they've been giving Republicans all the way back to Robert Bork. This has happened time and time and time again. And the Republicans, oh, we don't do that. We'd much rather be losers and have our integrity about us. Okay, well, guess what? That has gotten us to the point where we are today. And the fact needs to be stated over and over and over again. The only reason why Judge Jackson is nominated and is sitting before the committee today, the only reason is because of the color of her skin. That's it. That's the only reason. Now, my question to you, is that enough? Is that enough to be named to the highest court in the land? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. I would encourage you to read. We've got some great analysis up on our website, toddstearns.com. And you can also watch the hearing live, should you want to do that. We have the live feed coming to you over on the website as well. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
All right, Big Trouble at Disney World. So every year, Disney invites the high school marching bands to visit, and they march in the parade, and they have performances. And one of these schools was from Port Neches Grove. That's Port Neches Grove High School in Texas. And they were invited to Disney World, and the high school drill team was also invited to participate. They're called the Indianettes. You see, back when I was in school, Grace Baker, that's how they referred to the lady teams. You were either the Lady Indians or the Indianettes.
Yeah, like it, even at my college, University of Memphis, they say Lady Tigers.
Lady Tigers or Tigerettes. So sometimes
I
they
like
put
the Lady Tigers better. I just think that sounds better.
So again, that was back before they would, you know, they actually had women on the women's teams and men on the men's teams. And everybody knew their God-given plumbing.
What an age.
Remember the good old days last year? Remember the good old days?
Seems like yesterday.
So, Grace, the Indianettes were doing their routine. And as you might imagine, being Indianettes, that they did some sort of an Indian dance. Now, the children were seen tapping their hands over their mouths and whooping like, one of those things, you know. They had drums pounding in the backgrounds, and they were also wearing Indian headdresses.
Uh-oh.
And you can imagine all you-know-what broke loose. So now the Anti-Defamation League is very upset. They said they're appalled by the Indianettes and their performance at Magic Kingdom. The chants are deeply insensitive and only reopen deep scars from a painful time in history for Native communities across this country.
Dang.
Aren't
they like honoring that heritage by doing that?
That was my take on it. And the school said, wait a second, we turned in an audition tape. And so it's not like you people didn't know this. They're from over in Beaumont, near the Beaumont area.
They've been caught.
They have been. So you've got the, Disney actually told them at the last minute, the headdresses have to go. So you're not allowed to wear the headdresses anymore. The school district, they performed 8 times at Disney, and they said that we never had a problem before. But anyway, they released a statement saying, we're committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion in our school district. Our district is nearly 100 years old, and we're always committed to... Okay, this is a nothing statement. Do you know what? Just tell Disney to let the idol... Well, they did. Just tell Disney to... I'm just trying to explain. Can we say bury the hatchet? I don't want to get us in trouble here with the Indian people. And by Indian people, I don't mean the... the Masala people. I mean the Indian outlaw people.
Todd, are they American Indians?
Are they even allowed to? No, they're natives now, right? Native Americans,
sure.
Indigenous peoples,
indigenous.
What's the Tim McGraw song? I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee, half Choctaw.
Oh my gosh, I don't know that song. I'm sorry.
It's a great song.
Uncultured swine.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to sing those songs anymore.
True,
because
they're
politically incorrect, I tell you.
Of course.
By the way, I have to tell you about my flight to and from. I have been in the air more than I've been on the ground over the past four or five days. So Delta was pretty nice and chill. As a matter of fact, very few people were wearing the face masks in the airports.
Really?
I noticed that. And nobody was yelling at anybody. As a matter of fact, on the airplanes, at least where I was seated, nobody was complaining about having the mask off.
Oh, good.
So, and the flight attendants were very chill until the flight back to Memphis.
That's where they
and
got you.
We had the mask Nazis. I mean, these were like, I don't want to say they were like prison guards, but it was like they were drill instructors, these flight attendants. And every 20 minutes or so, they were on the intercom system reading off the rules and regulations about wearing the face mask.
That's exhausting.
So I don't know. It was like midnight, 11 o'clock. It was a late flight. And I'm seated in 1B, all right? 1B. The only person in front of me is the wall. And then over on beyond that is the flight attendant, right?
Okay, sure.
So I don't know, 150, 200 people on the airplane, packed flight. There was a high school marching band that was flying back. So there are a lot of kids in the back of the plane.
Sure.
Everybody's asleep. I am out cold. I was just exhausted. And I'm one of these weird ducks. I actually sleep very well on airplanes. And it is a deep sleep.
Well, that is great. I cannot sleep on an airplane.
So never. I am sawing logs. And the next thing you know, someone is physically, has my arm, and is physically shaking me.
Oh, no.
And, the flight attendant is lucky she wasn't on the ground because, you're jostled from asleep. You don't know where you are, and you don't know if you're being mugged,
right? I would be terrified to wake anybody up from a deep sleep like that.
So she, and the lady tells me, the flight attendant, sir, your mask is below the bridge of your nose.
She said it just like that.
I'm like, what? Your mask is below the bridge of your nose. Very masculine voice. And so I'm like, what? And again, I'm just waking up. I was in a deep sleep. And she says, other passengers are complaining. And I'm like looking around. Everybody's passed out. Who's complaining?
Complaining in their sleep.
You know. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the mask went back up.
I think they just like having the power.
Then she comes back by. Again, if you are asleep on a plane, let the passenger sleep.
Agreed.
So she comes back by again, and I'm sleeping. The mask is above the bridge of the nose.
Oh, no.
And she says, do you want a snack? And I said, well, I would probably enjoy a snack, but I'm afraid the other passengers might complain.
Did you say that?
Oh, absolutely.
And what was her response?
And she said, huh, and got up and just walked.
Dang!
Just walked. I'm like, don't bother me again, lady. FCC regulations do not require me to accept a snack from a rude, well, so-and-so.
Tell her to practice some social distancing with
her. How about that? How about that? But otherwise, nobody really cares. Mm-mm. And everybody's sick of it. As a matter of fact, everybody coming off the jetway, first order of business, taking off the mask.
Of course. Everyone's over it.
Everybody is over this. Mm-hmm. So, and now Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, is coming out, and now they're saying that, well, looks like we're going to have to re-implement a lot of these. Not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
He reminds me of like a groundhog, and he just comes out now every once in a while to be like, hey, I'm still here. 6 more weeks of COVID.
By the way, funniest thing, saw a guy running, exercising in the desert up in Lancaster, California. Dude wearing a face mask. He's in the middle
that
of a
sounds
freaking
like suicide. Are you trying to hurt yourself?
Desert, wearing a face mask.
Jeez Louise.
$7 a gallon for gasoline in Los Angeles, by the way.
Get it together, people.
The cheapest gas is at Costco. There were lines. It looked like a Chick-fil-A. Just lines right down the street.
I bet it doesn't move nearly as fast.
Oh, there you go. All right, folks. First hour wrapping up here. We've got another full hour coming up. Barry Loudermilk, the congressman from Georgia. Our good buddy Art Alley from Timothy's Plan is going to be here. And Mike Davis is going to weigh in on the Supreme Court hearings. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. Got to take a break, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to hour two of the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so happy to have you with us today. At this very moment, you've got Supreme Court hearings underway, and the nominee, Judge Jackson, is not really going to be facing many tough questions from Republicans, even though they should be asking some very, very difficult questions. I want to play you some audio from Senator Ted Cruz just a few moments ago. This is cut number 10.
Your hearing will feature none of that disgraceful behavior. No one is going to inquire into your teenage dating habits. No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer?
All right, Ted Cruz talking about how the Democrats treated Brett Kavanaugh. So they're going to go easy on Judge Jackson, and you watch, and the reason why is very simple. Joe Biden has made this nomination all about the color of her skin, not her ability. That was first and foremost on the president's mind. His nominee had to be a black woman, period. That's it. It could have been the lunch lady from down the street, as long as that person met that criteria set forth by President Joe Biden. He's playing identity politics. And the Republicans are terrified, let me say it one more time, terrified of being accused of racism. And it's a very shrewd move on the part of the Democrats because they know the Republicans will become shrinking violets. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley says there are some grave concerns he has. Cut number 4, please.
you look at what she's done as a judge on the bench, when she had the chance to put away child predators over and over again when it comes to these child porn cases, these are pedophiles we're talking about, she chose to give them the lightest sentence possible in case after case. I mean, you mentioned one. The guidelines recommended 10 years. She gave him 3 months. And we could go on and on. The problem is I haven't been able to find a single case where she has had a child porn offender, a pedophile in front of her, where she hasn't given him the most lenient sentence she possibly could. And again, this is someone since law school who has been saying that the sex offender registries may be unconstitutional, that notifying parents about sex offenders in their neighborhood may be unconstitutional, and who voted as a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission, she voted to get rid of the mandatory minimum sentences for child porn. So this is a long pattern. It stretches over many years, and we need to get answers on this.
All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Barry Loudermilk, joins us. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for all you do.
So it seems to me, Congressman, that this confirmation is a foregone conclusion. Are you confident that the Republicans are going to hold her feet to the fire?
I'm really not, and that's unfortunate because this has nothing to do with race. It should never have anything to do with race. We should go back to what the original intent of the Constitution, as written about in the Federalist Papers, is the Supreme Court justices are to rule upon the constitutionality in the manner of which the Constitution was originally intent and the words that it was written in. And the modern justices see this as another arm of the legislative branch to actually push an agenda. We should be looking for those simply, regardless of color, gender, whatever, just will they or will they not rule according to the original intent of the Constitution. And obviously, that is not who Joe Biden wants. And so, in reality, it makes me wonder, you know, is anyone going to bring it up that Joe Biden is the one who actually filibustered Janice Rogers Brown, a George Bush pick for an appellate court that would have been the first black woman to that court, and he filibustered it.
You know, Congressman, and I know you're a fellow Southerner, and I don't know what it is, but I maybe just growing up with race being at the forefront of life. When you look at Joe Biden and some of the things he said over the years of his career in Washington, some of the things and the decisions he's made, it just seems to me that this guy has some unresolved issues surrounding race, in my estimation.
Yes, but because he has adopted that progressive liberal left agenda, they just tend to ignore that. Anyone else who actually believes in the context of the Constitution, who governs according to the Constitution, well, race becomes a political catchword. You know, it's just something, if you can't get them on anything else, then we'll just say whatever they're doing is racist, and everything is racist. I was sitting in a committee hearing in Congress one time when Maxine Waters called Ben Carson a racist. So there's really, you know, and it does a disservice to those who have actually experienced true racism and discrimination.
It's a fair point you make, and again, I don't know what it is, but being from the South, you're just sort of conditioned, and your ears perk up when you hear folks like Biden saying what he says about minorities, and it's just really off-putting for me. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Congressman, I know you've also been paying very close attention to what's been happening with the war. President Biden heading to Poland, and I think really the only reason he's going to Poland, Congressman, is because Kamala Harris screwed things up so much he has to go there.
What an embarrassment. And it'll tell you the weakness of our administration right now when Joe Biden, as weak as he is, has to go and straighten out something that Kamala Harris did. I mean, come on. We need to see some bold leadership here. And, you know, I'm asked many times, what should the president be doing right now? And I'm like, it's what the president should have been doing a year ago is the issue. And is to show strength, peace through strength. We need to show leadership right now. When France and Germany are showing more backbone than the United States of America, then something is wrong. The world has looked to America to lead. It doesn't do any good to have the world's greatest superpower if you're afraid to flex your muscle a little every now and then to, you know, you don't have to put boots on the ground, but you do have to show that we're going to stand for freedom, liberty. I've been to Ukraine. I've helped establish churches and orphanages in Ukraine. There are people there that absolutely adore America. In fact, I was there many years ago, and everywhere I go, people were as interested as me talking about American history as I was helping them with their churches. And I finally asked someone, why are y'all so interested in the history of America? And you know what they told me, Todd? They said, because we want to become what you were, not what we are today. But they were more in tune with the history of America, especially in our colonial period and in our revolution and our freedom, than most Americans are.
Congressman, when you look at the most recent reports, and I mean, we're seeing, and if the reports are to be believed and are accurate, there is video of Russian troops literally gunning down Ukrainians in the streets. You have all sorts of horrible things happening. I mean, we're watching a genocide unfold, and I'm wondering at what point does the rest of the world stand up and say, wait a second, this has got to end?
You know, it's so difficult to see this because, you know, when I look at even how the scriptures have warned, if you even offend a young child, you know, it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck. I cannot imagine what is waiting in store for someone who purposefully targets young children with missiles and bombs. I mean, this is the what we've seen transition there from talking to friends and pastors that I still have some contact with there in Ukraine. When the Russians initially came into Kherson, there was a level of agreement. One of the pastors I know was actually running a daycare in the basement of their church so the parents could go out and fight. Well, the Russians came in, they were still letting people go out and about, but, you know, they were very cautious about them taking up arms. But then all of a sudden, everything started changing. In certain areas, as you're saying, snipers were picking off people. First responders that were going to put out fires were taking sniper fire. And so this has turned into what very well could be a genocide. And then when you hear Putin talk about purging or purifying their nation, these are words that are very similar to Adolf Hitler.
So, and I don't want to put you on the hot seat here, but let's just say that what you just said is accurate, and I believe it is. I mean, based on what we are hearing and seeing coming out of Ukraine, if in fact this turns into a genocide, how does the United States explain itself to future generations when we stood down? I mean, everything we have done thus far has not worked to stop the killing. Russia seems to only be emboldened. So, you know, moving forward 10, 20 years, and let's just say there is a genocide, we did nothing.
You're right. And this is the frustrating part for people like myself. I served in the military during the Cold War. I worked in the intelligence arena. I know what the Soviet Union, how evil it really was. Ronald Reagan called it an evil empire, and he nailed it right on the head. This is Vladimir Putin was part of the KGB, which was the worst, the most evil element of the former Soviet Union. He has not changed his mentality. And we should be doing more from the very beginning, because this is about preserving life. It's about preserving liberty. And you know, we keep hearing, well, you know, they're not a NATO nation, so we can't be involved. Since when do you have to have a contract to do what is right? You know, it's like standing in your house and you look at someone out on the street being attacked, being mugged or abused by someone else, and you stand inside and look and say, well, I'm going to pray for that person. Well, how about going out there and helping that person, right? You have the ability to help someone. And President Zelensky, he's just been asking, give me the means to fight. You don't even have to come in. But yet we still are so afraid of Vladimir Putin and what he may do. And he knows this. And he's exploiting the weakness that we're showing as the United States. We have got to be bold and do what is right. These are innocent children. These Ukrainian people are people who have admired the freedoms that we've had in America. And they're trying to build a country that emulates what America was built upon. And, I think we're going to have a lot to answer for as a country in the future if we just don't turn things around and you know, at least give them the arms they want, give them the planes that they want. You know, anything we keep saying, well, it's going to escalate. Putin is going to escalate this anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bombing maternity wards, yeah, it's already escalated. So, you know, give them what they need. Congressman, we're up against a hard break here. We appreciate your words today, and thanks for coming on the program.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure, and anytime, Todd. Thank you for all that you do.
Yes, sir.
Freedom.
Congressman Barry Loudermilk from the great state of Georgia on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Someone sent me a text here. Why are we more concerned about the genocide in Russia, Ukraine, and not concerned about the genocide and massive racial discrimination in China? Well, great question. It's a great question. I mean, to that person's point, why do we not have people calling on the NBA to shut down all of their business operations in China? It's a great question. All right, look, we've got to take a break. When we come back, President Trump was on Fox Business earlier today, and he was asked a question. He wanted to know if the midterm elections and the 2024 presidential election should focus on the election fraud of 2020. We're going to play you after the break what the president had to say, but I am curious. Do you believe that it's a good idea for the president to focus on that election fraud as he hits the campaign trail? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. As promised, here is that audio from Fox News, or Fox Business, rather, Stuart Varney going at it with President Trump. Let's take a listen.
If we go into 2022, the elections, and 2024, and you're still looking back to the election of 2020 and saying that you really won, I don't think that's very good for you or the Republican Party. You want to comment on that?
Well, I actually think it is good for me, and I think if we don't put out all of the crooked things, and we know what they are, that you won't win in 22 and you won't win in 24, if we don't get to it. So I think it's the opposite, actually, and I talk nothing about, about the future
than I do, but 2022, you also have to look back. You think that 2022 and 2024 are all about the 2020 election? Really?
No. I think for us to win the election, we have to know how they cheated, because otherwise they'll cheat again. And we do know how they cheated. And the Republicans and Democrats should, but they won't. Republicans have to do something about it, or they're going to be very disappointed. And nobody talks more about the future than I do. But you have to learn from history also, and you can't let it happen again, Stuart.
All right.
So important.
I'm afraid we're out of time, Mr. President.
All right, there you go. Stuart Varney going at it, tangling with Mr. President there, Donald Trump. Folks, this is a bad move. At this juncture, if we are going to make the elections about voter integrity, I'm not sure that's a winning formula for the Republicans. They have a responsibility on the state level to get all this taken care of. But from a national perspective, the election was stolen and we deserve to be reelected. I'm not sure that's a winning formula. Maybe you think otherwise, but I'm telling you, folks, there are still a lot of people, though, that are still very upset about what happened. I'm one of them. But until you can produce the concrete evidence, and we know that they don't have enough of the concrete evidence yet because the president's team keeps sharing new stories of stuff coming out. And it's the drib and the drab that get you. So we will see how this plays. But if that's going to be the campaign slogan, I'm not sure that's a winning formula. There's plenty of other stuff that President Trump could run on. Chief among them is that Joe Biden has turned our nation into a dumpster fire. So there's a lot more that they could be talking about. And if they don't talk about that, folks, if they don't talk about the obvious, I don't know. That makes me nervous. It truly makes me nervous. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Folks, I cannot say enough good things about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. A number of you folks have already made the switch over, and I want you to check them out and see what they're up to. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's the website address. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. They're going to give you special discounts, free premier activation. All you have to do is use my first name, Todd, and they're going to give you all sorts of great stuff. Are you a veteran or first responder? They're going to fix you up with even bigger discounts. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back, America. So it turns out a group of parents of Ivy League female athletes, not just swimmers, but lots of other sports, writing a letter that appeared in the New York Post. And they say that the propaganda coming out of the NCAA supporting transgenderism is worse than what's the propaganda coming out of Russia right now. It's that bad. They say, writing, "Be quiet." That's what the girls are being told. A new ideology rules. Trans women are women, no exceptions. The girls' concerns, transphobic. They say their daughters courageously spoke to coaches about the injustice they faced in the pool. They expressed how uncomfortable the locker rooms were with male nudity. Wait, what? So according to this report and others, Leah Thomas has been prancing around the female locker room, shaking his moneymaker, as they say. When they were turned away, they went to their athletic departments and their administrations. They were turned away again. As the public outrage grew, a propaganda machine that would make Russia jealous was wheeled out. If the girls had a problem, they were the ones told to seek counseling. Team meetings were called at every Ivy League school to communicate a singular message. Coercive and emotionally blackmailing written instructions were distributed at Harvard and Penn. Everyone was cowed into silence, while institutions spared no expense on T-shirts, banners, and public statements supporting Leah. Unbelievable what's happening. I mean, this is downright abuse. Real quick, before we go to Art Alley, I want to go to Carl in Georgia, wants to weigh in on this situation. Carl, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. We haven't been talking a whole lot about this, but I'm looking at what's going on in the athletic world with transgenderism and one becoming a man and man becoming a woman, blah, 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 blah. Well, we are stuck with that until we get a biblical worldview that there's one man, there's two sexes, there's a man and there's a woman. So if we're going to accept the fact that we want to be, we want everybody to have the same opportunity, we want to accept, well, that's fine. If you're going to accept that in the world, you're going to accept it in athletics, you're going to you're going to accept it in politics. Have everything that goes on in your daily life, you're going to have to accept it until you stand up and you become the church and you tell them what the Bible says. The Bible says the Lord made a man and he made a woman. It's a simple thing. What don't you understand?
Well, it is a simple thing, Carl, and I appreciate the call. It is a simple thing, but when truth is no longer relevant, when truth is no longer absolute, then anything goes. And that's why you have men now winning female championships in swimming. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us the founder and president of Timothy Plan, a family of award-winning faith-based mutual funds. Art, you know, one of the things that you guys do is help people understand where companies are supporting, where their money is going before you invest in those companies. And that, I have to imagine, would include companies that are supporting transgenderism.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, transgenderism is just one more of the insanity things that are going on. And it's crazy. I mean, you know, I love what Carl said, and he's absolutely right. The caller that just called it. We have spit in the face of God in this nation, and you know what? The majority of people are offended by all this stuff, but we're very quiet. But, you know, transgenderism, sex trafficking is going on at alarming rates, and nobody's talking, well, very few are talking about that. We have a challenge here at Timothy. We do the research. When companies are funding evil, we refuse to invest in them. But we're doing that in a culture that is insane at this point, except for your listeners. And I want to commend you, man, for being a light in the darkness. And
you know,
if enough of us start speaking up, we can make a difference because we outnumber them. We're just awfully quiet.
No, you're right about that, and it's time for these girls to speak up. And if you had every female swimmer, and we know all the female swimmers are upset about this, but they're too scared, they're terrified. Well, you know what? Get moms and dads out there, grandmas and grandpas. We need everybody willing to take a stand and speak truth to the culture here. Otherwise, Art, we're not going to change anything.
Amen, brother. You know, the one thing I know about politicians, other than when their lips are moving, they're generally lying, is that the only thing I know about them is they can count. So if enough of us stand up, that's going to change some attitudes of some of these squishy politicians and start trying to make sense out of this world. This craziness, you use the word truth. You know, truth today is whatever you want it to be. Well, no, it's not. Truth is truth, and we stand on truth. And truth comes from one place, and it's from the Word of God.
You know,
and that's the foundation of Timothy.
Art Alley is with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is the founder of Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. Folks, you've got to check out this great website, and we're going to get to more of that in just a moment. But you mentioned human trafficking. Major sting in Florida over the weekend. Over 100 people arrested, including a number of Disney employees.
Disney employees.
Art, just over the past, in the past 48 hours, we had a report that Disney is going back in. They're re-editing a Pixar movie to include a gay romantic scene for a children's cartoon. I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough?
Walt Disney would roll over in his grave to see how these woke crazies have taken over. What is really a great, there's no more fun way to spend a day than to be at Disney, but I won't go there anymore. And if you try to go there during the month of June, they cater the entire park to the homosexual community and allow them to do things publicly that we'd all get arrested for. How we're caving into all this, it is a spiritual war, and people are spiritually blinded is the only thing I can make out of it.
No, look, I'm with you. I was just shaking my head. There were a lot of people I know speaking out against Disney, some of the things they were doing just in the past couple of weeks. And Art, I kid you not, last week, spring break, at least a half a dozen of those people complaining were posting photographs from Disney World's property. I mean, come on. I get it. It's hard if you have kids. But you know what? There are plenty of other amusement parks and theme parks out there that are not supporting these radical agendas.
Absolutely, my friend. But it really does boil down to truth, doesn't it, Todd? And truth comes from Scripture. In fact, if I can just make one comment here, we have developed probably the finest tool we have ever done in our 28-year history of Timothy, and that is a Bible graph. It is a circular resource with stewardship issues on one side, cultural issues on the other side, and 28, I think, different subjects that you might be struggling with or someone might ask you advice on. And for each of those 18, it has 7 days of the week. And you point an arrow toward whatever day you're on. And down in the body of this circular reference guide, you see the Bible book, chapter, and verse that deals with that issue. It is the most important resource we have ever come out for the body of Christ, and it is free, Todd. I mean, we're just giving this, not free for us, but, you know, God called us. He is the chairman of the board, and he says, you just do this for the body of Christ. Give them this tool. In fact, I'll send one to you, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'd love to.
If you don't mind.
I'd love to get one of those. And again, people can go to timothyplan.com. To get more information about Timothy Plan. And real quick, Art, for our new listeners, explain in a nutshell what you guys do at Timothy Plan.
Well, we're a mutual fund like the other 8,000 mutual funds out there. We're a family of funds with 12 different funds and 6 different exchange-traded funds. What makes us different, Todd, is we do biblical screening. We will not own shares of companies basically trying to destroy America, whether they're involved in abortion or pornography or non-traditional married lifestyles or anti-family entertainment, and the list goes on. Our team documents what they're doing, and all of our funds are managed by top-tier money managers, and we give them a list of we don't care how good they look economically. You can buy them for your other clients, but you can't buy them for Timothy. So when people with moral convictions want to try to align the way they invest the money God's entrusted to them, they can come here and know we will not own any company that is really trying to destroy us.
Well, I have to imagine that more and more Americans are turning to Timothy Plan to make those important decisions. And if we are going to have an impact in this culture, we've got to pay very close attention to where we are investing the resources that God has given us. So, Art, God bless you, and thank you for the great work that you guys are doing at Timothy Plan.
Well, man, you keep preaching the truth. There's a whole audience that is so hungry for that in this crazy world.
Amen.
So thank you for being a light in the darkness,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We appreciate you guys.
Art Alley, ladies and gentlemen, from TimothyPlan.com. That's TimothyPlan.com. If you're like me and you're into the investments, this is the place to go. And I had no idea that some of the companies that I wanted to invest in were actually supporting some very horrible organizations. But I was able to fix that lickety split thanks to Art and his great team over at TimothyPlan.com. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, coming up at the end of today's show, our daily newsletter comes out around 3:15 or so Eastern time. That is a great resource for you. All you need to do is go to our website to sign up. It will not cost you a penny. And we talk about just over the past couple of days where a number of conservatives have been suspended or now banned from Twitter because they simply affirm that God made male and female, and you can't switch those. Because they stated that opinion, which is a true opinion, they've been banned or suspended from Twitter. So that's why we promote our newsletter, because we control it. Nobody controls that except for us. And we are able to get around the censors in big tech as a result of that. So again, ToddStearns.com, you'll see the subscribe tab at the very top of the page. The team makes it very simple for you to sign up. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hey, Grace Baker, let's talk about this Pixar story here. So there is a new feature film called Lightyear. Is that the Buzz Lightyear? Is that sort of like a sequel?
No, it's like a prequel.
A prequel. Yeah. So it's a prequel to Toy Story.
Yes,
with correct. Buzz Lightyear.
Correct.
And, of course, Toy Story had, what is it, Woody? And the
Jesse.
My favorite character was the Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
He's the man.
Can't call him Mr. anymore.
Well, just Potato Head.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they've got the movie coming out, and you know the children are going to be so excited. Oh, Mommy, I want to go see Lightyear, Buzz Lightyear.
Heck, I was going to go see it.
So are you still going to go see it?
Probably not.
So this is interesting. Chris Evans is the star.
Which I love Chris Evans.
And there will be a significant female character named Hawthorne,
okay,
who is in a meaningful relationship. This is from Variety magazine. She's in a meaningful relationship with another woman. Oh, she's a lesbian.
Why?
While the fact of that relationship was never in question at the studio, a kiss between the characters had been cut from the film.
Of course.
So now they're putting the kiss back in because of all the hullabaloo surrounding the Don't Say Gay Bill, which doesn't say gay at all.
Doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. It's a lie.
Gosh. Just had to go ruin everything. I mean, again, imagine going into it having no clue, though, with your child, and then having to try to explain that. Like you're just blindsiding people at that point.
Mommy, why are those two ladies slobberknocking?
No kid says that.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you never know.
Smooching.
Well, they're
kissing.
Mommy, why are those kids playing tonsil hockey?
Oh, my God.
So it's true. You know they're going to be asking.
Well, I just remember as a kid watching movies when a guy and a girl would kiss and going, ew. So what do you think they're
cooties.
Ew, cooties.
I don't know. So anyway, so Pixar, you know, they've been trying to sneak in the gay stuff. You know, that's a big thing now. You know, everybody's gay. You see, when I first heard this story, my initial thought was, I always wondered about Woody. I did. My mind went there.
He was with little Bo Peep.
Yeah, but he wore the chaps. You know, it can
He's a cowboy.
Well, yeah, allegedly.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's, okay. You know,
Brokeback Mountain. I'm just telling you.
Always assuming the worst.
So anyway, all the gay employees at Pixar, which are, what, 98%? I don't know. They sent a joint statement claiming that the Disney executives had censored the overtly gay affection in its feature films. So this is so they're churning out, you know, this gay softcore porn into, I don't know, all of these movies, and Disney executives are taking them. They're taking them out.
A galaxy far, far away.
Whatever just happened to go in to see a good old cartoon? You didn't have to worry about Tom and Jerry getting it on, you know? I'm just saying.
I don't want my 7-year-old seeing anyone get it on.
No. Nobody wants to see that, for crying out loud. What about Yogi Bear and Boo Boo? I'm just saying.
Never knew about those two.
Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
It's true.
It's just, so, I mean, where do you draw the line here? It's just, why can't we let the kids be kids? Why do we have to be cramming down some sort of a sex agenda on the children of America?
I don't get it.
Jeez, Alou. But you're right. It's important for moms. Can you imagine grandma and grandpa taking the grandkids to see this Pixar movie, and they're popping, they choke on the popcorn.
True.
That's an unpleasant conversation you want to have with the kids.
It should be, I mean, it shouldn't even be, yeah, something you have to worry about.
But all of this is in reaction to Governor Ron DeSantis laying down the law and saying, you know what, enough of this. We're going to let mom and dad make decisions in the classroom, not the teachers, many of whom are apparently transgender based on the number that are coming out on libs of TikTok.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen that?
Oh, I followed that account.
And I'd homeschool in a heartbeat.
It's terrifying.
By the way, we've got a story coming up, and we'll share this with you after the top of the hour news. This is from Texas, of all places, where they're actually having preschool. This is preschool through second grade, all right? Preschool through second grade. They're having the kids do a gay pride parade in the school. But they're doing a whole week of activities, and we have a copy of the letter that the boys and girls got saying, whatever you do, no matter what happens in school this week, don't tell mommy. We're gonna share that information with you. Unbelievable. All right, folks, stick around. Hour three of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. ToddStearns.com is our website, and all sorts of great information for you to check out there. It is good to be back in our flagship studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. Busy weekend out at the Reagan Ranch and speaking to a little over 100 high school students who are part of the Young Americas Foundation. And I had a terrific time with those folks, Katie Pavlich over there, and also Governor Scott Walker. And then speaking to about 500 students at West Coast Baptist College there in Los Angeles County, Lancaster, California. And it is good to be back with you. At this very moment, up on Capitol Hill, Supreme Court hearings, or the hearings underway for the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Jackson, not necessarily getting grilled, but Republicans say that they're going to ask tough questions. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are very honored to have Mike Davis with us, a member of the Article 3 Project, a former chief counsel for nominations, and the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Mike, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, well, let's talk about this so far. Opening statements underway. Senator Josh Hawley seems to be leading the charge with these allegations that that Judge Jackson has gone soft on pedophiles and child predators.
It's 100% true. If you look at her, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's 25-year public record as a law student, as a sentencing commissioner, and as a judge, a federal judge, she has a 25-year documented record of advocating and even ordering lighter sentences for child sex predators, including people who possess and distribute child pornography.
And yet, Mike, the problem I see here, and it's a pretty smart move on the part of the Democrats, they know that these Republicans are going to think twice about asking any questions simply because of the color of Judge Jackson's skin. They don't want to be accused of being a racist. So do you think that, in your estimation, do you think we are going to get those tough questions being asked?
I think Senator Hawley's going to do it. He's already proven that he's courageous on this issue, and I think it's important to remember this, that in these Supreme Court confirmations, you're confirming these nominees to the highest court in the land for the rest of their lives. And so you do a thorough vetting of these justices, right? These Supreme Court nominees. Senator Dick Durbin, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has denied a routine and narrow request for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's records when she was the vice chairman of the Sentencing Commission, which is the government body that comes up with the recommended sentencing ranges for Congress and for federal judges in criminal cases. Chairman Durbin has denied a routine and narrow request for her records from 2010 to 2013 when she served as the vice chair of the Sentencing Commission. And we are at the Article 3 Project, the group that I run, has learned why. And the reason is because she took it on her own initiative as the vice chair to direct the commission to look into child pornography cases, into possession and distribution of child pornography, because she thinks that Congress's 5-year mandatory minimum for these creeps is too soft. And so she made that one of her pet projects at the Sentencing Commission, and that's what they're trying to hide.
And folks, Mike has this all outlined and very well researched over on article3project.org. That's article, the number 3, project.org. Mike, how dangerous would a Justice Jackson be to the country?
Well, we have to be careful how we say this. She's going to be one of 9 justices on the Supreme Court if she's confirmed, and she's one liberal replacing one of only 3 liberals. The problem is they're not thoroughly vetting her record. And, I don't know if it's because they're scared because she's a black woman, like you suggested, or if there's some other reason, but there is a real divide in this country. There are people in this country who truly believe that child sex predators, people who enjoy watching children being raped. That's what child pornography is. It's child rape because these kids cannot consent. There are people like Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson who think that a group of pedophiles watching children getting raped should not be punished as harshly as we punish them. And the problem with that is we create a market for this stuff. And with the explosion of technology, with the internet being widely available all over the world, high-speed internet, with our phones having cameras, we're seeing an explosion of child pornography, especially in third world countries like in Southeast Asia. And if we don't have a very strong deterrent, a 5-year mandatory minimum for these creeps, these kids are going to keep being victimized around the world.
No, and you're right. There is there's a movement afoot, and it's not, again, this is like where transgenderism was just a few years ago. But you've got some advocacy groups that are now calling for the legitimacy of pedophilia and to make it part of that LGBTQIA group. So, again, I don't know where we're at on that, but that is a dangerous, dangerous path that this country is going down. Mike, I want to ask you about the Gitmo terrorist. According to your, you've got a Twitter post that Judge Jackson helped free 729 Gitmo terrorists. Harmeet Dhillon was on the program just about an hour ago, and she said that should be off limits, that those Gitmo terrorists were deserving of the best defense they could get. What say you?
I love Harmeet. I think she's a warrior and she's a good friend of mine. I just disagree with her on this. And I think what you have to understand here is there's a difference between being a federal defender, which Judge Jackson was, where you have to take all the cases that come in your door, murderers, terrorists, rapists, everyone. Everyone has a right to a defense. What happened with these Gitmo detainees is not that at all. It's when Ketanji Brown Jackson was in private practice at Morrison & Foerster, MOFO, as they called it. It's a big international law firm, and she was working in the D.C. office. I was at law firms for 5 years. I ran my own law practice for 5 years. You're very, very busy, and so you're very careful about the free legal matters, the pro bono matters that you take on. Ketanji Brown Jackson wasn't even representing these terrorists as clients. She was representing liberal former judges, and she advocated to the Supreme Court of the United States in amicus briefs to the Supreme Court in 2008. She advocated that these Gitmo terrorists should have habeas rights. They should have the right to go into federal courts. The problem is they had never had these habeas rights before, and they shouldn't have these habeas rights because they're battlefield detainees, right? And she argued this. Justice Kennedy wrote an opinion joined by the four liberals in a 5-4 decision. They accepted Ketanji Brown Jackson's rationale, and that forced the government to start releasing these detainees. 729 of them have been released. 229 of them have returned to terrorist activities, and 12 of them have killed 6 American soldiers and civilians. This is a direct consequence of Ketanji Brown Jackson's advocacy to the Supreme Court of the United States.
All right, Mike, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your insight here. And folks, again, article3project.org. We have a direct link in our live show blog. Mike, we appreciate your great work here, and I know we'll be checking back in with you as the hearings continue.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Mike Davis, everybody, founder and president of the article3project.org. And they're doing some very good work and making all of this easy for folks to understand, stripping away the legalese and explaining what's really going on up on Capitol Hill. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to share this story with you from Texas. Doss Elementary School, they're holding a gay pride celebration for children. This is for kids in preschool through second grade. So we're talking about the little munchkins here. Now, Grace Baker, Doss Elementary School, they're holding community circles as part of their Pride Week activity. Okay. And the purpose of the circle is to share about families, respecting differences, and it's no place for hate. The teachers are, according to some documents that have been shared with the libs of TikTok, that it is a guided conversation. Children are not allowed to interrupt, and that makes sense. You want to make sure, you know, the kids raise their hand to speak. And they talk about all sorts of LGBTQIA-related issues with preschoolers.
I'd hate to see what their version of show and tell is like.
Yeah, could you imagine the nursery rhymes? Rub-a-dub-dub, 3 men in a tub.
Oh,
probably
my
don't
gosh.
Want to read that story.
Jeez, bunch of hairy backs.
Terrible. All right.
Sorry to get you off track. I feel like
Grace.
I threw you off. You were like, oh, I wasn't expecting her to say that.
Wasn't expecting the hairy back comment. So here's what gets me, is that they're telling the children, and this is, they have to review the agreements. So they say, respect privacy. What we say in this room stays in this room. In other words, they don't want the kids going home and saying, Mommy, guess what we learned in school today? Or, Daddy, are you asexual?
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that's what the A stands for, by the way. A. They continue. There's another page in this document. Again, kindergarten through second grade. Did I mention kindergarten?
Yes.
Preschool? All right.
Yes.
Does Pride Week have a meaning for you or your family? What if the children said, no, not really?
Yeah.
Not. Next question. Is it Christmas Day yet?
God.
How about St. Patrick's Day? By the way, did you know that St. Patrick was a Baptist?
Not surprised.
For some reason, I always thought he was a Catholic. And I was sitting in on a lecture
Fair
at
enough.
West Coast Baptist College, and they were giving a shout-out, their props, to St. Patrick, who's a member of my tribe.
Well, there you go.
Good old Baptist. I wonder if he must have. I wonder if St. Patrick had a Baptist martini.
Well, I was going to say, how does that translate to the modern-day St. Patrick's Day with the drinking?
Know. I'm not going down there. Anyway, wrapping up this story out of Doss Elementary School, this is what the leadership wrote. I want to thank everyone for participating in the circle and for sharing your thoughts and listening to each other with respect. Please remember that we agreed to keep what happened in this circle confidential.
Mm.
Can you imagine going home and asking your child what happened at school and you tell your parent, I'm not allowed to tell you, Mommy. The teacher said I couldn't.
Wow. I'd be yanking them out of that school.
I'm telling you, got to homeschool, people. You've got to homeschool. And then they actually led the children around the school, and they marched and did a gay pride parade through the hallways of the public school as the teachers are waving LGBTQIA plus flags.
I'm telling you, homeschooling groups don't need to spend any money on advertisement. Just send them over to the Libs of TikTok page.
And just
That'll
have them scroll. Just scroll right down. And it'll horrify you.
Yep.
And quite frankly, how emotionally troubled a lot of these school teachers are. I mean, they know. Grace, can you imagine someone your age craving the attention and the approval and the acceptance of a four-year-old?
I know. It's like the circle is their version of, like, therapy.
It's shocking.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. All right, we've got to take a break. What would you do, folks, if that happened in your school? And I'm curious, have you decided that, you know what, it is time to homeschool? Or maybe you've already pulled your kids out. How's that going? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, my brackets are busted, by the way, Grace. It's horrible.
Man, none of us have a team. Oh, my gosh. So Auburn's out, Memphis is out, Tennessee's out.
Who cares about Auburn?
Oh, some of my family, Auburn fans.
Okay, I see.
So I'm just saying, like, anybody I remotely cared about is out.
You see,
Memphis almost won. They so should have won that game.
So, yeah, three of my I had, like, Memphis and Tennessee going to the Final Four. And then I had Lancaster, you know, the West Coast Baptist College. But then I realized they're not even in the big – they're not even in the game. They're not in the tournament.
Bless your heart.
It's terrible.
Bless your heart, Todd.
I know. It's kind of sad. But there you go. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But that Memphis, you know, it was so bad. There were no TVs on that flight from hell, the one to Memphis.
You missed it?
And everybody was freaking out. Yeah. So you could, I mean, it was rough.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why people were sleeping finally. They were just like frustrated.
Sure. Took a sleeping pill.
But I was able to get on the internet, the Wi-Fi, and follow it. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be close.
It was very close. About to have a heart attack watching that game.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Richard in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hi, Todd. And before we begin, could we establish a baseline just for reference?
Yeah, let's go for it. We don't have a lot of time here, so let's do it.
I'll make it quick. The baseline is that in people, we have sexes, male, female. In language, we have gender. So that's the baseline. Now, with that as the baseline, can you think of any woman who has been, a biological woman now, who has been in a sport, doesn't matter which one, and has risen to the top of her sport, who one day woke up and thought, well, what the hell? I'm just going to go quit this sport, and I'm going to join a men's team, and I'm going to rise to the top and beat the hell out of all of them.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Again, I don't get this, Richard. It seems to be going predominantly in one direction here. You don't have too many gals who identify as guys wanting to play in the NFL.
No, as a matter of fact,
there's a reason.
Football league, if you remember that, didn't last that long either.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point, actually. It's a fair point.
Let me let you go. I know you've got other things coming up.
All right, Richard. Appreciate the call, Richard in Cordova. It's a valid point when you think about it, but clearly this young man, I'm not sure who's giving this guy guidance or giving him counsel, talking about Leah Thomas, but the fact of the matter is whoever is, they're doing him a great disservice because he looks like a cheater. I mean, that's what he looks like, is a cheater. But beyond that, these female athletes are going to have to come to terms with this one idea. There is, they either believe in transgenderism or they don't. And if they don't, they have to call this young man by his biological pronouns, the ones he was born with. It's not her. It's not she. It's he. It's his. It's him. We've got to stop. We've got to stop playing make-believe here. And until we can get our heads wrapped around that concept, and this is only going to get worse, and the people that are truly suffering are, in fact, biological females. Where's the National Organization of Gals? Where are you folks? All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
You know what is significant about our Vice President Kamala Harris? That time does not pass away that quickly. It's just on and on and on. And the woman says nothing. Nothing. What is the point of using words? She may as well be just like President Biden. Habada, 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 habada. It means nothing. Nothing at all. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program. You know, one of the nice benefits of our show, by the way, Grace Baker, is that we're also sort of like therapists. So we're a lot, and it's free.
Don't encourage people, Todd.
I'm just telling you, Grace.
They're going to call and crying and telling me about all their life problems. And trust me, I don't have all the answers.
Despair.
Go read the Bible. That's what I'm just saying. Go read the Bible.
Agony on me. Remember the old hee-haw song?
Yes.
Yes. Great song.
Yes.
All right. We're going to get to your calls in just a second. I've got to share this story with you. There was a line in a letter that mommies and daddies of Ivy League parents sent to the New York Post. And, Grace, the parents were very upset because, among other things, there were issues involving Mr. Thomas in the girls' locker room.
Oh, no.
Now, it's pretty ugly. So we did a little bit of research, went back to January of this year, and there was an exclusive report from the Daily Mail. And here's the opening graph here. We're uncomfortable in our own locker room. Leah Thomas's teammates at the University of Pennsylvania say. They say the transgender swimmer does not always cover up his male genitals when changing. And they've gone to the coach to complain about it, and the coach does absolutely nothing. So this is the story coming out of the Daily Mail. Quote, sharing a locker room with transgender swimmer Leah Thomas has become a point of contention for some of his, you know, I always have to go in and correct all of these news stories.
It's confusing.
Some of his University of Pennsylvania teammates who feel uncomfortable changing in the private space with someone undergoing gender transition. Quote, it's definitely awkward because Leah still has male body parts. Wait, they haven't whacked those off yet? Why is he swimming if that?
There's so many things I could say, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Performance enhanced testicles. Mark that. Just write that down.
Going worse than that.
The unnamed team member says other teammates have raised their concern with the coach trying to get Thomas ousted from the female locker room, but go nowhere. Multiple swimmers have raised it multiple different times, the UPenn swimmer said, but we were basically told we could not ostracize Leah by not having him in the locker room and that there's nothing we can do about it, that we basically have to roll over and accept it, or we cannot use our own locker room.
Mm. I can't imagine being put in that situation.
This is abuse. That's what that is. That is abuse. And they get away with it. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Bob, Moorhead City, North Carolina on the line. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Let's follow up on what you were talking about. If I feel feminine today and I go to my gym and I walk into the girls' room strutting my stuff, you think I'd be charged with indecent exposure?
Well, unless you identified yourself as transgender, yeah, you'd be in jail.
Yeah, how about that?
It's a great...
That don't make any difference. You're still indecently exposing. I don't care what you identify as. You could be a monkey in indecent exposure.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's true. Remember, there was a couple of months ago, maybe it was last year, Bob, there was a fancy spa in Los Angeles. And the women were outraged because the same situation, a guy who identified as a woman was literally walking around the locker room buck naked, and nobody did anything about it.
Well, you know, it's just a hypocrisy, you know, laws for thee but not for me, mess, and it's still going on in the Democrat Party always.
Yeah, yes, sir, and it's only going to get worse, and you mark my words, this kind of stuff is already happening in public school locker rooms. And it's going to get ugly when you've got moms and dads down at the school board meeting demanding to know why little boys are walking around buck naked in their daughter's locker room. All right, Bob, appreciate the call there. What in the world did you send me, Grace Baker? What is it, Sporty Spice? I'm clicking on this without even knowing what it is. What am I looking at?
Just a comment somebody made about Mr. Thomas that I thought summed it up pretty nicely.
Are they so they're endorsing this guy?
No.
This is mocking this guy.
It's mocking. If you read it, pay attention to the
hard
wording.
Work and persistence paid off. This guy rolled up his sleeves, tucked it, practiced it hard, and now he is the women's champ.
Now you get it.
I got it. No, I got it. I mean, it's, you know, it is
so
what it
sums
is.
It up.
It's unfortunate, and I feel bad for the girls, but part of me, I don't feel bad because they had a chance to speak up and put a stop to this.
I think, though, is it a lot to ask, like, freshman college girls to stand up to this situation, or do you more at that point, not saying that they're kids anymore, but they're not really adults either, so I almost blame the parents the most.
Well, I think there's a lot of blame to go around. But and the reality of it on this program, what do we say all the time? We encourage people to stand up and speak out. And they're going to come under attack, but they're coming under attack now. Do you think they're better off not speaking out?
Oh, no, I don't think they're better off. I'm trying to imagine from the shoes of a, you know, 18-year-old girl who's just started college. It just seems like a lot to be like, okay, now you have to go against what feels like a mob. You know,
no doubt about it. I mean, it is
a
mob.
Lot.
Well, it is a mob.
It is.
But sooner or later, the only way this is going to get resolved is if everybody speaks out on the record. And quite frankly, I wouldn't bother showing up at the next swimming meet. I mean, I know
See,
it's over for the season.
That would be the ultimate thing, right? Like to do like a giant protest of just walking out of a competition or something. That would be it.
That's it. Because at that point, I mean, you are... In effect, you are also punishing that one girl who would miss out, who would be, you know, that number, what is it, number 16, but she was number 17.
Yeah.
You know, that hurts that individual just as much as it hurts everybody else.
Exactly.
All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, our friend Mike Lindell is a great American patriot. There's really no other way to say it, folks. The left comes after him, the cancel culture mob. They got him booted from all sorts of venues, big box stores, all that kind of stuff. But you know what? Mike doesn't care. He is still speaking the truth. He's still speaking out, and he's standing up for President Trump. And now Mike is working directly with us to give you some incredible bargains, especially on the incredible MyPillow towels. You know, Mike has done a terrific job creating these incredible products, and the towels are just unbelievable, made with USA cotton. They started importing the towels, adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel incredibly well, but they didn't work. And that's why he decided to find the best towel company right here in the U.S. of A. They have incredible technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work, all made with USA cotton, and they come with that great 60-day money-back guarantee. So here's the deal, folks, and it's a good one. Listen up. Normally, $109.99, six-piece towel set. Now, only $39.99, and all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and get a deep discount on all of Mike's MyPillow products, including the towels. You have to enter the promo code STARNS. Again, promo code STARNS, you're going to get some incredible discounts. These towels make just a wonderful Mother's Day gift, or if you want to give towels for a wedding gift, folks are going to love them, absolutely love them. You can also call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506, and be sure to use my last name, promo code STARNS. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd STARNS.
Let's get back to the phones. It's Monday. What can I say, everybody? All right. Salem, Oregon. Dave on the line. Radio station KYKN. Great radio station. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I've been thinking for a little while on this transgender, the male athletes wanting to compete with the females and that kind of stuff. And this is the end of a kind of a long rabbit trail, so I won't go all the way down it. But since it appears that the liberals want us to believe that gender is transitory, and if you identify as male or female or whatever, that can happen as you wish, and that it really is not a permanent issue, I think that every male athlete who maybe feels like they don't have a chance in the male sports end ought to identify as female and start swimming in the women's divisions. And I don't think they'd figure out a way that they could keep them from doing it. And then once that goes that way, I think we ought to start moving to abolish the Title IX sports part, because gender has been basically disposed of. And I think we'd soon see how quick people really back up this kind of ridiculous thought.
Well, Dave, and let me jump in here, because the Title IX, Dave, hold on a second. Title IX, and a lot of people are wrapping their hands around that. The problem is Title IX is not very specific. It just says sex. They won't discriminate against sex. So the question at that point is, all right, well, what about these athletes who want to change sports just so they can win, perhaps, or, you know, perform better than they did in the men's section, or vice versa? But predominantly, it's the men becoming women so they can win titles, and that's going to have to be addressed. And I would have to imagine that lawsuits are going to be filed pretty quickly as more and more of these girls are being denied scholarships and opportunities to accommodate these men who think they're girls. Dave, appreciate the call. Let's go to North Carolina. Steve on the Talk Station. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Well, again, on the transgender athletes, it's the colleges and the NCAA are not going to change anything until alumni start threatening to pull endowments and donations towards scholarships and colleges because they're money oriented. And until you threaten their source of money, one of their sources of money, they're not going to change. They're going to stay with the woke crowd. But threaten those endowments, watch how quickly they reverse course.
Steve, I like this idea a whole lot, and you're right. Money talks. You know, if they're not going to do the right thing, they will do the right thing if, in fact, you're withholding funding. I think that's a terrific idea, and appreciate the call this afternoon. By the way, real quick, one other note on this. Grace, I don't know if you saw the report from NBC News is now has been accused of photoshopping images of Leah Thomas. Have you heard about this?
Like
softening the jawline.
Gloss, like a filter.
And yes.
Like those Instagram models.
Mm-hmm. And doing some other things. I'm just saying. This is no unbelievable. Comment. Yes. They're because photoshopping a lot of parts.
Yeah.
Is definitely it. It's horrible. By the way, have you heard? We didn't get around to Bloomberg. I've got to get this story in here. Bloomberg, yes. That you know, a lot of people are suffering now. I mean, it is costing a lot of money to go grocery shopping. There's one report out there advising people that one of the ways they can cut back on their gas bill is to don't drive on Sundays. So, in other words, walk to church, but don't use your car on Sundays.
Yeah, they'd probably say watch church at home.
So a Bloomberg columnist says the best way to survive Bidenflation is to eat beans and kill your pet.
I'm not touching Merlot. Thank you very much.
So the columnist, Teresa Garella Ducci is her name. It's a lovely Italian name, Garella Ducci. She says that Americans should consider going vegan. So in other words, don't eat hamburgers because, you know, hamburgers are too expensive now, you know, red meat. And she said instead, you should eat meat substitutes.
But a lot of those vegan foods are expensive, too, to be honest.
Well, she's recommending beans or lentils. What a bunch of bologna.
That'll get, well, no bologna, Todd. Just lentils. Can't have bologna either.
So she also recommended killing your family pet. No, seriously.
Eating it?
No. Well, that would cure the meat problem.
I mean, seriously, when I hear that in this context, I'm like, what are they saying?
I'm not making this up.
Eat a dog?
What? She says, yes, she says medical bills are very costly. And so if your your pet needs chemo, so like Sweet Merlot gets cancer and needs chemo, you should consider letting the dog meet its maker.
No. Where are the PETA people?
This is terrible.
Like, seriously, where are all the PETA people coming after this person?
Also said, sell your car and take the bus and stop buying, you know, 60 rolls of toilet paper at the Costco.
Well, please don't hoard toilet paper. I will ask that.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Please, well, please.
We hoard it here. It's in the bunker. Seems to me that if you're looking for ways to cut back on spending, you might want to consider canceling your subscription to Bloomberg.
True.
I mean, seriously.
That seems like a smart move.
You know, though, people are going to, you know, people will actually follow some of this advice, which is horrible.
I mean, but freaking Bloomberg.
It's getting expensive out there.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Over $7 a gallon in Los Angeles.
It's terrible.
I'll tell you, I had a car service that picked me up from Santa Barbara, drove me down to Los Angeles. In the span of 2 days, the cost went from $200 to $350. They literally upped they had to upcharge because of the gas prices.
That's quite the jump.
Big time jump. But then again, the electrical bills here in Memphis, Tennessee went from on average $100 my electric bill, monthly electric bill. $100 $400 last month. Now it's back down to $100.
Jeez Louise.
It's nuts.
I don't know how to make my budget anymore. It's like, how much do you budget for gas? How much do you budget? You know, it's just so up and down.
It's and you know what? Elections have consequences. And President Trump said it was going to be like this.
Thanks, Biden.
And as one of our astute listeners just said and sent me a text message, as far as messaging for the 2022, for the midterms and 2024, it's the economy, stupid. That's it.
Keep it simple, stupid.
It's the economy. Just, that's it.
That's all you got to run on.
That's all you've got to run on.
Don't
that's
make it,
it
complicated.
Nothing else. You don't have to run on anything else. And if they do, the Republicans are going to win in a landslide. If not, all bets are off. But don't be stupid, okay, folks? Republicans, don't be stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. Come on.
Get it together. I got to get out of here. I got to get it together. All right, folks. Hey, ToddStarnes.com. Got to read our columns. Great stuff up today. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.